time for DeVerbo Vocabulary.
Senna, you and I really, really take advantage of these trade fairs.
Yes, we do.
Not only do we do our thing, we walk around and I come home with like 5 or 6 plastic bags full of things.
Of pens.
Brochures and pens and merchandise.
That's right. So we do. We take advantage of trade fairs. So ferias de muestras.
Actually, you know, when you and I went to a trade fair recently, it was a Feria del Postgraduado.
Exactly.
I was amazed at the little world that exists there. All the people know each other. There's like a circuit. It's almost like a concert tour. And it's like, okay, see you in Burgos next week. And
exactly.
Then travel around. And
it's true.
It was a new experience for us.
It was, but we really enjoyed it. So, Colby, let's look at some vocabulary related to trade fairs. Agenda.
Agenda. Now, there are 2 ways to look at this
mm-hmm.
in English. Your agenda is como lo tienes programado.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Spanish, actually, there are 2 ways to look at it, because your agenda would be your day planner or your mm-hmm. diary in British English. If you're talking about the book mm-hmm. where you write down. But usually at a trade fair, you have a busy agenda.
Exactly.
As we did, too, because you have demonstrations.
That's right. So demostraciones.
People come by.
Yes. So you have to go see other stands, exactly. which we will get into in a second. Aperitivo.
An appetizer.
This hat, Colby, it's important.
Now you're thinking, what does this have to do? ¿Qué tiene que ver esto? What does this have to do with the trade fair?
Well,
a successful booth, Sandra, often
offers food or something. For example, Alejandro Mas, international man of mystery, always takes ham to his international fairs.
Exactly. We're from Spain. Come check out the best ham in the world and then the best product in the world.
Exactly. And at the last trade fair we attended, we served tea and shortbread.
That's right. So we were like bringing Scotland to Spain in this case.
And
we had shortbread and tea.
That's right. Azafata.
A hostess.
Mm-hmm.
For example, do you remember one of the hostesses kept coming back and saying, I would love to eat one of those cookies, but I can't. Save me a cookie.
We saved her
because
cookie.
I can't eat one while I'm on duty.
Exactly. So those are long days at the trade fair in general for everybody. The people manning the booth and the hostesses. Everybody really works long, long days. Azafata de vuelo. So they're different.
So flight attendant, mm-hmm. air hostess. I guess you don't really use stewardess anymore. I guess
no.
They prefer flight attendant now.
I think that's the most commonly used word. Catálogo.
Catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And remember at one of our English at the Office episodes, they lost their catalogs. The airline lost their catalogs and they had to have new ones printed.
Ouch. All right. So, yeah, you need all that material to be able to promote your product. Charla.
A talk or a lecture.
That's right. Ours was kind of a talk / demostración.
Demonstration or
demo.
Demo. If mm-hmm. you're like us and you're familiar with the fair lingo.
Exactly. All right. Colby, una cita.
An appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably not going to get a date.
No.
Unless you talk to one of the hostesses for a while. But an appointment is, for example, you say at 3:00, I'm going to come by and I would like you to explain
exactly.
your product. Or
exactly. So this is a professional appointment, let's say. Una cita profesional. If you're talking about cita romántica, like Colby said, it's a date. Congreso.
A convention. No, notice we don't normally say I'm going to attend a congress.
No.
A convention. And in fact, in most cities, at least in the U.S., Sandra, it's a FEMA would be called the convention center.
Exactly, el centro de convenciones.
What's the official name? What's the official name of FEMA here? FEMA is the recinto ferial,
something
or
like that. I'm not positive to tell you the truth. All right, Colby, un descanso.
A break.
Mm-hmm.
So normally we take turns.
Nos turnamos.
And we give two people take a break. It is exhausting. You're on your feet all day.
Estás de pie todo el día.
And you're usually talking all day.
It's true. Folleto.
A brochure.
Mm-hmm. So again, you have to have all your information, catalogs, brochures, so that people, because, you know, they see hundreds of booths or stands throughout the day. And, you know, if they can't take anything home to look at or back to the office, they'll forget about you. Guardia jurado.
A security guard.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the security guards are not usually there for order. It's usually because people have valuable equipment that they need to bring and leave. And
exactly. Horario.
The schedule.
Mm-hmm. Muestra.
A sample. So if you have a product,
uh-huh.
often it's a good idea to give a sample. If it's a service, not that easy.
Exactly.
You can give a sample class, for example, which is what we did.
The demos work very well in those situations. All right, un obsequio.
A gift.
A gift. Usually pens.
It's usually some kind of office supply, exactly.
Something like that.
A llavero, a keychain.
Exactly. All right, pegatina.
A sticker. Now, the sticker might be a gift, but a lot of times, Sandra, the
etiqueta con el nombre.
The name tag
uh-huh.
is a sticker. Hello, my name is. There are two types of name tags. There's
yes.
the sticker that you put on your lapel or your shirt.
Uh-huh.
But there's also the one that's like a pin.
It can be a pin. It can be on a lanyard.
A clip.
Yes.
So a name tag.
A name tag para identificarte. Okay, this I think should be at the beginning because it's one of the most important parts of the trade fair, and that is the puestos.
The stand. Also, as you
in
said,
Spanish,
booth.
Yes, and you can in Spanish you can say el stand, people say. But remember, in English, we don't say the e. We just say stand, a stand. Okay. Recinto ferial.
So we said was in the U.S. convention center, in the U.K. exhibition center.
All right. Representante.
Representative or rep.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got done talking to Big Tech's rep over at the Big Tech stand.
Exactly. We're the Pueblo Inglés reps when we go to these trade fairs. Reunión.
A meeting. So you might try to schedule a meeting with someone's sales rep at a later date.
Exactly. Ropa informal.
Casual clothes. Kind of depends on the fair whether or not you would go with casual clothes or a suit and tie.
Exactly. It depends. Tarjeta de visita.
A business card.
So important to have plenty of business cards when you go to a trade fair, so you can visit the different stands, leave your business card, or when they come visit you, give them your business card.
Should you just stick a business card into your wallet without reading it?
No. We've gone over the business card etiquette around the world, and I think this is one point everybody agrees on, un punto en el que todos están de acuerdo, and that is that you have to show interest. And when somebody gives you a business card, you read it and then put it away.
Okay.
Y luego la guardas. Vendedor.
Salesman, saleswoman, in general, salesperson.
So we wouldn't say commercial.
No, a commercial.
Okay.
And normally, Sandra, at least in our case, when we go to a trade show, we have a mix of salespeople and let's say people who can demo the product.
Exactly.
So depending on your product, that might be an engineer
mm-hmm.
or who knows.
Exactly.
But you would have salespeople and also an expert on the product and a computer tech.
That's right. Viaje de negocios.
A business trip. So a lot of people, like we said, travel the fair circuit.
Mm-hmm. Viajan, hacen el circuito de las ferias.
All right. Sandra. We'll be right back.
Okay.